Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you, Rhoda. You two are sure terrific. Let's give them a big hand.
You're welcome.
It's always worth coming home for. Well, God bless and greetings to all of you in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And welcome to another beautiful Sunday night here at the Way International Headquarters. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, how truly grateful we are to be gathered here at the Way International Headquarters tonight. How thankful for you we are for your love and grace and mercy, for having called us out of darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel of deliverance. And Father, may this be a wonderful night to bless your people. May it be a wonderful week to hold forth the greatness of your word to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Thank you for blessing every child, every young person, every adult here, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless. You may be seated, please.
Confident conqueror, you are the light of the world, with your banner of Christ unfurled. Confident conqueror, you are what God says you are, shining as the morning star. God's living word shall prevail.
Now's the time to make time to speak God's word and grow. Conquer fear that was holding you back and stand on what you know. High adventure lies ahead.
The power that raised Christ from the dead is yours to wield in answer to God's call.
Oh,
confident conqueror, you are the light of the world.
God has truly called you. No one else can take your place. And it's you God is calling upon to shine his love and grace. Beaming forth so brilliantly, God's light for all the world to see,
proclaiming God's true liberty with power. Confident conqueror, you are the light of the world, with your banner of Christ unfurled. Confident conqueror, you are what God says you are, shining as the morning star. God's living word shall prevail. Confident conqueror, you are the light of the world, with your banner of Christ unfurled. Confident conqueror, you are what God says you are, shining as the morning star. God's living word shall prevail. God's living word shall prevail. God's living word shall prevail. Prevail.
Perfect love. God his gift of grace. The gift so costly, only God could afford. Then he raised Christ, who now dwells within. So let's all praise the Lord. Let's all praise the Lord in everything we do. Thank the Lord for his great grace, which gave us life so new. Let's all praise the Lord in all we do and say. Speak in tongues because it is the perfect way to pray.
That I'm perfect, but that would be a lie. And sometimes I get lonely, sometimes I even cry. Hey, but I'm not ashamed just to tell you that, because I know the way out. I said the answers lie in my Father's word, and that's what it's all about. I said the answers lie in my Father's word, and that's what it's all about. He's my sweet, sweet inspiration. He's my song in the night. And he's my jubilation. And he's my guiding light. He's my friend who never forsakes me. He's right there when I call. Said he picks me up when I'm ever so lonely. And he makes me feel 10 feet tall. I said he makes me feel 10 feet tall. He's my sweet, sweet inspiration. And he's my song in the night. And he's my jubilation. And he's my guiding light. that would be a lie. And sometimes I get lonely, and sometimes I even have a little cry. But I'm not ashamed just to tell you that, because I know the way out. I said the answers lie in my Father's word, and that's what it's all about. I said the answers lie in my Father's word, and that's what it's all about. He's my
sweet, sweet inspiration. He's my song in the night. And he's my jubilation. And he's my God in life.
He's my friend who never forsakes me. He's right there when I call. Said he picks me up when I'm ever so lonely. And he makes me feel 10 feet tall.
Jubilation, and he's my guiding light. He's my sweet, sweet inspiration.
When I was just a little girl, my thoughts would often be, what kind of life will I lead? What will become of me? I'd ask my mother, and she'd smile, and tell me tenderly, the Lord above will help you be what you want to be. And she'd say, in the Lord will I delight, and he shall give me the desires of my heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. And though I'm grown, I still see my mother's words to me. They echo back strong and clear in my memory. So if my children want to know what they will grow to be, I smile and tell them one by one what Mama said to me.
Was God, who was he talking to in the garden? He said, not my will, but thine be done.
Then he gave his life for our pardon.
For 3 days and three nights, while he lay dead in the heart of the earth,
was God still alive on the throne? How could a dead man get up on his own?
Who's kidding who? Jesus Christ is not God. He had to be a man to do what he was called to do. The lies don't change the truth. Break down the creed in one facade. The Trinity is idolatry.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
This man is our Redeemer, and his redemptive work is done.
We're freed from the power of darkness, and we have eternal life.
We have access to God through his Son. That's the only way that it's done.
Yeah.
Who's kidding who? Jesus Christ is not God. He had to be a man to do what he was called to do. Lies don't change the truth. Break down the three in one facade. The Trinity is idolatry.
Ministry continues to grow, we're going to have one of these electronic billboards that just keep putting these announcements on or something. I'm blessed that we will be able to be in South America with our believers next Sunday night. Of course, I'll be teaching there, and that's in Santiago, Chile, and be with them all the way through the time when we commission the WOWs for South America. And I think we're taking 17 people from here on Ambassador One, leaving Tuesday morning, and we'll be returning on Wednesday, a week from this coming Wednesday. I'm real thankful that we can do this for our people, and that the people respond to the greatness of God's Word in holding it forth. The thing I really wanted to share with you tonight, and I want this to go out across the country on these 2,500 or 3,000 tapes that will go out tomorrow, is, you know, I just cannot be here at headquarters all the time. Nor can you take a headquarters like this and always just put your so-called top leadership on Sunday night. One of the things that I've tried to build in the Way Ministry is not to look at the individual, but look at the Word. It's not important who stands up here. This is what's important, the Word. The Word has to be taught. And every individual is a different personality. But the thing that never fails here at International, even when I'm gone, doesn't make a bit of difference. The Word is always at the center. And I'm grateful that we have men and women who do this and capable of doing it and doing it so beautifully. Now, of course, some of them are much more adept at teaching than others, because a lot of these people don't teach 7, 8, 9 times a week like I do or Johnny does or someone else. They're just people that help move the ministry, and then one Sunday night out of a year or every 5 years, they get an opportunity to teach from this platform. So naturally, there's going to be variation. But the one thing you must always remember, it'll always be the Word. And I'm real blessed that we can put up here ordained clergy of the Way Ministry and have them to share of their heart and life with our people. And you people getting these tapes, golly 60, you just get in the Word with it. And that's how you grow. That's how you bless people. A ministry can never be built upon a man. The ministry has to be built upon the integrity and accuracy of God's Word and His wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. Else it won't live. It lives because it's the Word that's living in the heart and lives of people. And you'll get real blessed as you continue to hear these Sunday nights when I'm not at International. You'll hear other teachers teach the Word, and that should bless your heart to see that the ministry is not dependent upon V.P. Weirwill being at International. It's dependent upon God's people who love the Word, who cherish the Word, who bury it in their heart and their life and then hold it forth. So that is what I'd like to have especially go out on the tape, because it's very important to me that it's the Word that's looked at and not people. Take your Bibles tonight and go to Genesis chapter 1. To have a written revelation from God, it has to be in words. God always uses words to communicate, to do things. For instance, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God what? Said. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, God said. Verse 11, God said. You can just carry this on. You see, you cannot separate God from His Word any more than you could possibly separate you from your words. If you and I want to communicate, it has to be in what? Words. To have a revelation of truth, a revelation from God that is in writing, it has to be in words. So words become very, very important. Man perhaps uses words haphazardly, but in our years of research of the Word of God, increasingly we have become more astounded at the great reality with which God's words are used with a mathematical exactness and with a scientific precision. And that God never spins His wheels on words that are used in the Word. And when you're back to that original revelation of the greatness of the Word of God, all of those words mean what they say, and they say what they mean. Man many times says words, but he really doesn't mean that. But the Word of God never says a word that it does not mean. Reverend Townsend earlier, a while ago, pointed back here, and he said, there it is. In essence is what he said, and this is the truth. The Word of God is the what? Word of God. People, it's absolutely impossible to know the will of God without knowing the Word of God. A man can say things about the Word of God, but unless he's rightly divided that Word, and that's really what that Word says, then what that man says is not true, because that's not what the Word says. Just thinking that that's what the Word says and means without being able to really put it together does not necessarily make it true. There are many different ideas about the Word. But if it's God's revelation, there could only be one truth of that Word. And Christians today, instead of fighting each other and taking a crack at each other, they ought to come back to the Word. They ought to work the Word. They ought to look at the integrity of the Word. But mankind enjoys calling themselves Christian and then propounding their opinions, their ideas regarding the Word, rather than to allow the Word to really speak for itself. We must come back to the Word and let that Word speak. And let's say you have worked the Word and you think you really know it. It won't hurt you to go back and rework it again so that you continue to abound in the greatness of the Word living within your life. Men's words will come and go, but this Word of God liveth and abideth forever. That's why the Word of God is the will of God. You cannot know my will without hearing my Word. Well, how much better God and His Word? If we're going to know the will of God, we must by all means come back to what? The Word of God. That's right. It's not what men say about the Word, but what does the Word say? Hebrews says that the Word is the critic of every man. Man is not the critic of the Word. It's like I say to people, it's not what they say about the way that intrigues me at all. The thing that intrigues me is what does the way say about the Word? Whatever they say about us doesn't affect it one bit. But what are we, people of God, saying about the Word? That's the criteria. When Jesus Christ spoke the Word, it was a living Word. It was a living Word. It's always a living Word when men and women speak the Word and when they believe it. It's just paper and ink here on this teaching platform tonight. This is just paper and ink. Good India paper, but it's still paper. And it's just ink. Paper and ink. So this paper and ink is not living. It's not living until it lives in someone and they make it alive by believing it, by acting on it, by being motivated to move on what the Word says. So before you can know the will of God, you got to go back to know the Word. You go back to the Word. And that Word declares that wonderful will of God. When Jesus spoke it, as I said, it was a living Word. He was the Word of God in living reality. Jesus is just as real today as He was at the time of the resurrection or at the time of the ascension. He is just as alive, just as vital today as He was then. Because Jesus Christ is the same what? Yesterday, today, and He is God's only begotten Son, seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And it is He who stands with us. It is He who backs up our speaking of the Word. God is in Christ and Christ is in you, people. What a tremendous reality of truth. It's the Word. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto what? Himself. Then when you confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the Word of God says it's Christ in you, the hope of what? Glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then when you put the Word together, it's God in Christ. In what? That's why the works that I do, ye shall do also. That's why you can live a life that's more than abundant. Why you can be more than a conqueror. People, you got to see yourself in the light of the Word and not in the light of the world. You've got to look at your life with in regards to what the Word says you are. For what the Word says you are, you are. What the Word says you have, you have. What the Word says you will be, you will be. You've got to walk this week in the light of the Word. You've got to know that you are what the Word of God says you are, not what the world says, what the Word says. More than conquerors, abundant life, all of these things. I will not be afraid. Oh, so many, many promises that are yours because you're His. You belong to Him. I didn't redeem you. I didn't save you. Nor did any other man except God's only begotten Son, the man Christ Jesus. Love that song tonight by Joyful. It's a new one. It's the truth. The Trinity is idolatry. Absolutely. You see, how do we know? The Word, the Word. And yet the people who believe in the Trinity say they know the Word. Now somebody's got to be wrong. The best way to find out is work the Word. Don't go by what Whirlwind says or by what anybody else says. Go back and work the Word yourself. Without any private interpretation, look at the Word. Well, Psalm 23, bless your heart. We just allow people so many times to put us under bondage. We allow people to put us under condemnation. We allow people to make us doubt ourselves. We have to come to the Word and let the Word have preeminence in our life and in our believing for our lives. Psalm 23, everybody knows it. The Lord is my what? Not the government. People, to me, this it's unbelievable. Here it is. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? Now, either that's the truth or it's a lie. For most people, it's a lie. They do not believe it. So they constantly support programs that will get the government, you know, to give you welfare, take care of your food stamps, what I call security from the womb to the tomb. See? Good gravy. No wonder we have so much insecurity. Because people, you have to believe God. God is man's redeemer. God is man's savior, not a government. The government can only give you what it takes away from somebody else. That's right. God never takes anything away from anybody and just pours it out to them. The Lord is my what? The Lord is my shepherd. I put my believing in the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? It's His Word, so I'm not going to want, but there's one thing I have to do is only believe. I have to believe it. Because all believing equals receiving. The Lord is my shepherd. Not some individual, not some wonderful other Christian believer. As much as I love the believers and the fellowship with believers, no, the Lord is my what? I shall not want. See, there's a promise. I shall not want. He supplies all my need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That's the Word of God. And the Word of God is the will of God. And it's a living Word. It's a living Word because you believe it and it's living within you. Psalm 27. Look at this one. There are just so many of these things, class. 27. The Lord is my light. Not science, not math, nothing wrong with science, nothing wrong, I'm not saying that, but they are not the light. They have a contributing factor to life, maybe, but they are not the light. The Lord is my what? Light and my salvation. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. My wholeness, wholeness. If the Lord is my light, my wholeness, then whom shall I what? Fear. The Lord is the strength of my life, because it's God in Christ in me, the hope of glory. I believe that. That's why the Lord, and it'll here be Jehovah in the text, Jehovah, is my strength. He's the strength of my life. Therefore, of whom, what other individual, what other situation should I be what? Boy, oh boy. Look at Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is what? He only is my rock. He only is my rock. Not that extra money I have in my pocket, not that extra suit or car or anything else. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be what? Moved. In God, verse 7, is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge, my hiding place, is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Verse 8. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Look at Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Look at verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. The heart's the innermost part of your being. That's what you really manifest. That's what you really believe. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, but in whose heart are the ways of God. You're living it. It's a living epistle. When you're walking down the street, the road, farming, washing dishes, whatever you are this week, wherever you go, you represent Christ upon earth. You have God in Christ in you, and where you go, that's where Christ is. Boy, people, look at the greatness of your life, the importance of it. What a wonderful person you are. And how important you are to God and the things of God upon this earth, to be living epistles. Not dead sacrifices, but living sacrifices. Psalm 121. Boy, isn't this wonderful? Look at this. There's a very bad translation in King James, and I'll explain it to you again. And you people have pencils and papers. If you haven't got this in your Bible, you ought to correct it sometime when you can, because this is just astounding. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. The text should read, and does read, shall I lift up mine eyes unto the hills? Question. From whence cometh my help? Question. That's the text. Here in King James it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? That's a lie from hell. Because what they tried to make you believe here, and they did it, it's a deliberate forgery of the word. What they try to make you believe here is that
these pagan temples that were all built on the hills, the mountains, that they lifted up their eyes to the pagan temples from whence they got their help. You and I don't get our help from the pagan temples that are built on the hills. And all the pagan temples are always built on hills, all over the world. They find the highest spot they can, and that's where they build the temples. All over India, Africa, Far East, Europe, United States, North Continent, Southern Continent, all built on hills. I will lift up mine eyes unto those pagan temples from whence cometh my help. Oh, God forbid. Right. My help does not come from those pagan what? Verse 2 says, my help cometh from what? The Lord who made what? Heaven. That's it, baby. That's it. That's why the first verse literally reads, shall I lift up mine eyes to the hills, to the pagan temples? Question, from whence cometh my help? Not from the pagan temples. My help cometh from whom? The Lord who made what? Heaven and earth. That's the greatness. He will not suffer thy foot to be what? He that keepeth thee doesn't go to sleep on you. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy what? Keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve or keep you from all evil. Text reads from the evil one. He won't let the adversary beat you. He won't knock you down. The Lord is going to keep you from the evil one. And the Lord shall preserve. He will keep your life. He'll take care of you this week. He'll be with you. I am just as blessed being in Santiago, Chile this week as I'm blessed here tonight. For the same God in Christ that's in me here will be there. And it is He who has to keep me from the evil one. It is He who has to keep my soul alive this week. It is He that has to keep you alive. We are His kids, understand? We're His children. God is our Father. We are His sons and daughters. And a father takes care of his family if he's a good daddy. So our Heavenly Father takes care of His family. The Lord shall preserve, keep thy going out and thy coming in, wherever you go, wherever you are, from this time forth, even what? Evermore. You see, as you feed upon the Word of God, then you get built up. You feed your physical body physical food to keep building your physical body. Well, how are you going to feed the greatness of the God in Christ in you and the life which you are to live for Him without feeding upon the Word? In the Old Testament, it says they ate the Word. That doesn't mean they literally chewed on the scrolls. That literally means they put the Word on in their mind. They heard it. They believed it. Look at the book of Joshua. There is no other way to get built up in your walk for God than to get your heart and your head into the Word. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 8, this book of the law shall what? Not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then is time, then thou shalt make thy way what? And then shalt thou have good success. Class, there's no other way whereby you can prosper or have good success unless You go back to the Word and make that Word a living reality in your life, so that you and I are living epistles, letters written by the hand of God moving forth across this world at this time. Look at John chapter 8, the Gospel of John. There are just so many of these in the Word. I just picked out a few to again set the great pattern of the Word of God and inspire you to go to that Word this week and let that Word be that will of God for you and just carry it out so that you are a living epistle. John chapter 8. Listen to this. Verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Judeans which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye what? My disciples indeed. Then you're his disciplined ones. That's the word disciple. Then you're his disciplined ones. But you got to continue in one thing. What? The word. You don't continue in what people say about the Word. You continue in what the Word says about itself. Continue in it. Verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth. You shall know it. It is possible, people, to know the truth. Absolutely possible. You shall know the truth. And it's the truth that shall make you what? It's the truth that shall make you free. Truth always sets people free. Lies always ensnare you, always tie you up, make you less than what you really want to and ought to be. Truth sets men and women free. So if you want freedom, you've got to come back to God's Word and learn the truth of God's Word. For it's truth that will set you free. In chapter 6 of this Gospel of John, it says in verse 63, it is the Spirit that what? Quickeneth. It's the Spirit that quickeneth. The word quickeneth is made alive. It's the Spirit that makes alive. You're a man of body, soul, and spirit. You're a woman of body, soul, and spirit. It's the Spirit that quickeneth, it maketh alive. The flesh, the body and soul man, profits nothing. Nothing wrong with the body and soul man, but when it comes to spiritual things, it's the Spirit that makes us alive. You see, the body and soul man is alive for, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, I don't know. But then it terminates. But the Christ that's in you tonight is eternal life. And that's the Spirit in you. And it's that Spirit that does what? Quickeneth. The Spirit is quickening. That's what makes you alive. And I know from the accuracy of God's Word that a Christian who is a living epistle is much more alive because he knows who he is. And this does something in his physical body that I can't explain. It just happens. Your body and soul takes on an effervescence. It takes on a glow. It takes on a newness. And you become the kind of woman you never thought you could be. You become a kind of man you never dreamed you could ever be. And all at once, there you are. The most beautiful woman of God. The most wonderful man of God. And you walk with an effervescence, with a glow, with a lightness of heart within. And you just know that you know that you know that you know who you are and where you're headed. And that's wonderful. Because all the world round about doesn't seem to know nothing except confusion. And the only way out of confusion of the world is to come back to the Word. It is the Spirit that does what? Quickeneth. The flesh what? Now listen. The words. The words, W-O-R-D, and the Word of God is made up of W-O-R-D-S. The words of God make up the Word of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are what? Christ.
Right.
The words, Jesus Christ said, the words that he was speaking were spirit and life. And they're just as living tonight and today as they were the first time they were ever spoken. Truth is just as true today as it was the first time it was ever declared as truth. Don't you see it? That's the greatness of the Word. You and I do not need to go by what people say. We go by what the Word says, and we keep coming back to the Word. And it is the words that you speak. They are spirit and they are life. Now, when Jesus Christ spoke those words, people believed it. They got delivered. Well, what do you think happens when you speak the same words that Jesus Christ spoke and you believe it? Then it again, what happens? That's what's going to move the Word over the world. The Word over the world moves as men and women are in the Word and the Word is in them. And they speak it forth as living epistles with the greatness of the presence of God within them. My words are spirit and they are what? Life. You see, that's the greatness of the wonderful Word of God, people. That you can know this wonderful Word and you can live it. And you can just be the great power of God in manifestation as His wonderful sons and as His daughters, and just walk forth day after day after day faithfully. It is stated in the Word that the one great requirement of a steward is faithfulness. Faithfulness. Stewardship requires faithfulness. God requires faithfulness on our part. We just stay put day after day and just faithfully hold forth the Word. And that's how we plant. It's how we water. But it is God who has to give the increase of His what? And the Word says that the Word of God does not return void. So no matter what the world looks like out there after you speak the Word, no matter what people do with it, the Word says it's not coming back void. That means it's going to bring the positive results of the Word sooner or later because you spoke the Word. You spoke the Word. The important thing then, honey, is stay faithful, speak the Word, and just stay committed day after day and walk on it. Sometimes you'd like to see more numbers. I think I would too. But the success is not in numbers. The success is in the faithfulness with which we stand for God and His Word. And I'd rather have one person standing on God's Word than have 10,000 people around who always mess it up. And so would God, for it is God's wonderful, matchless Word. That's why the Word of God is the wonderful will of God, and that's why we in the Way Ministry are a biblical research ministry. Why we are a teaching ministry, and why we are a fellowship ministry. When people ask me about the Way, that's all I tell them. You know that we are a research, teaching, and fellowship ministry. And you can't have a fellow in a ship with you without having the ship. That's fellowship. That's right. And that ship, as I see it, is we're all members of the body of Christ. God is our Father. We're His children. And when we get together, we have fellowship because we're in the same boat together spiritually. And it's an electrifying time. It's a great moment in the history of your life. You're living at the greatest moment of all time. This is it. Make it a wonderful week. Okay? Father, I thank You for Your love and grace and mercy and Your goodness, for blessing Your people so abundantly all over the world. In the name of our wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Father, we sure love You. Amen.